Good morning, children. It is Monday. The Great One is here with some thoughts to get you through the day. Great One, what kind of thoughts? The kind of thoughts that go on in the brain cells or the kind of thoughts that are on Instagram? Both kind of thoughts. Still drinking my coffee. Got to bang this out because I got to get my ass going pretty soon. Oh, hang on. I got to turn this off. Fucking shit. Just had a almost relaxing weekend. I was going to try to get some stuff done and accomplish some things and relax a little bit. I did a little bit of that, and then I did a little bit of dealing with computer problems and all this other horseshit. Long story short, trying to resize a partition on the hard drive and Windows. Oh my God, Windows. Windows makes everything so complex. By speaking of that, wasn't going to talk about this, but I'll talk about it briefly. Because I can only talk about it briefly because I don't really know anything about it yet. I discovered there is this thing called React, R-E-A-C-T, React OS, which it's still, I don't know, alpha, beta, whatever. It's still early release, but it's open source operating system that runs or is intended to run Windows software. So that could be interesting. That could be very, very interesting because I'm not going to Windows 10. I don't know what is coming next. I'm sure Windows 11 will be a piece of shit too. So I'm still running Windows 7 on everything except for one computer that runs Windows XP. So if somebody can write an operating system that runs Windows, and of course I know in the Linux you've got the Wine and all that other stuff, which I've still never actually attempted to use, never attempted to set it up, because it's not that big of a deal. And really about the only thing I really need Windows for is Lightroom, or nowadays I'm using Exposure to a greater extent, and I'm thinking about trying to bump over and use Exposure instead of Lightroom. Maybe I'm going to start that in 2020. Maybe I'll, because I just need a nice clean transition point. Anyhow, none of that has anything to do with thoughts. That was a little bit of thinking, but not a lot of thoughting. So just because I had a spare moment where I needed some entertainment, I went on to OkCupid for the first time in ages, and every time I get on there, it's becoming more and more like Tinder. It really is. It's just a hookup website at this point, I think. Oh, shit. Great One. Is that the clock in the background? Yeah, it is. The clock is finally activated. I've almost got shit together around here. There's still shit strewn all over the floor that needs to be put away and stuff. So I got a new fence around my backyard, such as it is. There were these three big trees back there that they cut down, which I was kind of pissed off because I'm like, what do you have against green stuff? But on the other hand, my quote-unquote backyard is now a hell of a lot larger, which is actually kind of nice. Still wish they'd have left one of them. Like, they could have left the tree that was the farthest. When I say tree, I don't mean big tree. I mean short trees. Evergreens. Probably about, you know, like Christmas trees. Probably about, I'm trying to remember here. 12 feet tall at the most. So small trees. He could have left one of them, cut down the other two. But I have a lot more room. I have a new fence. I got the new stove, I got the new dishwasher. We're doing a remodel of the shower in the second bathroom right now. And all this stuff is nice. But also would just like to not have other people in my fucking apartment doing work. I'm looking forward to getting all this shit fixed. In fact, on Thursday, they were here to work on the shower remodel. The guy says, yeah, we'll come back tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And I said, actually, could you not come back on Friday because This Friday is going to be my first fucking day off. I didn't say fucking, because I was being nice. I said Friday is going to be my first day. I use fucking in every fucking sentence. See, I just did. Some people force it. I don't have to force it because I was in the United States Army back before we had women and trannies and homosexuals and fat people. And I learned how to speak fuck fluently. So the word fuck just naturally comes out in my sentences. Man, when I first got out of the military, like talking without saying the word fuck was the biggest challenge ever. Nowadays, I'd probably have to go to some kind of sensitivity training if I was in the military, such as it is. Anyhow, I said, hey, could you actually not come back on Friday? Because it's my first day off since August the 16th, and I'd really just like some peace and quiet. He's like, well, yeah, we could probably do that. I told him, I said, look, I understand you're scheduled out, and you guys are busy as hell, and you probably got other things lined up, and you're trying to keep a schedule. I get it. So if you can't, I totally understand. He says, well, how about if we come back on Tuesday? I'm like, Tuesday is great. Tuesday is fantastic. I'm not in a hurry for this. So anyhow, this weekend had a little bit of peace and quiet. A little bit of relaxing. And some frustration. Oh my God, I'm so pissed off at the fucking computer. Fucking Windows. Anyway, the React OS. They have a live DVD that you can boot. And then, of course, there's a way to install it, which I haven't tried yet. I might. Oh, I could use... Do I have any... I should have some empty partitions on the alpha box. I could try installing it on there. So I want to see what the installation process looks like and how much that's going to fuck everything up. Because that's always the problem with a multi-boot system, is when you install another OS, then it fucks everything up. Because right now I have the Equilibrium. I got like the Grub, and I got my Linuxes, and I got my fucking Windows. And I got some spare partitions on the main computer also. I'd like to put Linux Mint on there. That'll probably fuck something up because it'll try to take over and fucking wipe out my existing Grub and piss me the fuck off. But anyhow, let's get back to thoughts. So what was going to be like a 7-minute podcast is now already turning into a much longer, and I still got to get this posted. What time is it? Yeah, I got to get my ass in gear. All right, let's do this. So I logged on to the OK Thought just because I wanted to see what the hell was going on. And I'm waiting on the internet. Oh, and then the other thing that fucked me, speaking of thoughts, the other thing that fucked me, speaking of whores, the other thing that fucked me, speaking of dumb bitches, is Dropbox. Dropbox has now decided that for their free account, you can only connect 3 devices. So I'm like, okay, Dropbox, you're going to have to go fuck yourself. Because homie ain't got time for this. So then I start looking for a Dropbox replacement that doesn't suck balls. Because that's the important part, the not sucking balls part. Anyhow, I am trying out Mega, MEGA.NZ. Oh, right now it's decrypting. Anyhow, we'll see how that goes. So Dropbox, you got to pay them $10 a month for 2 gigabytes worth of storage. The Mega, the free account, is 50 gigabytes worth of storage. And then the lowest paid account is about $5 a month because it's in euros, so it converts. It's like $5 a month. And I think you get, it's either 100 gigabyte or 200 gigabytes. So I'm like, all right, well, that's kind of a no-brainer. Where's the... Whoa. So I got this shit plan. Let's see here. So right now I'm on the free plan. Oh, look, I got 85 gigabytes worth of storage for free. Interesting. Anyway, I'll let you know how the mega works out. It'll either be a disaster or it will not, but I got to get away from Dropbox because Dropbox has finally pissed me off way too much. And why do I have... All right, great one. Are you going to talk about thoughts or not? So I go on the fucking Thoughtgram here, or the OK Thought, or whatever it is. Girls. All right, here we go. The whole point of this is that this is as cookie cutter as it gets. And I just find it hilarious. Let me just, I'm just going to read this to you. I don't know how much commentary I have to offer. And then we're going to talk about some other stuff. Because I have some notes over in the other room. Here we go. She's 29 years old. She's 5'6" and she's fit. By fit, we of course mean overweight. Because I'm looking at the pictures. She's chubby. There's the two dogs. There she is wearing the blue jeans that have the knees ripped out of them. Oh, look, she has a nose ring and she's got the Solo cup in her hand. Oh, look, there she is in the bikini top with the pierced belly button. And there she is wearing her baseball cap. All right, my self-summary. First of all, my family and my dog mean the world to me! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Fur babies. I'm thoughtful. Of course you are. I'm thoughtful, comma, independent. I'm thoughtful, comma, independent. And spontaneous, which is chick code for insane. Down for a crazy night out or a chill Netflix takeout dinner night in. Let's meet up for a beer, dinner, etc. Must love, in capital letters, must love food. I love all kinds. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark. That's why you're overweight. I'm looking for someone who can keep me on my toes and is always down to try something new. That's also chick code for I'm an alcoholic. That's up there with I'm looking for someone who can keep up with me. I'm looking for someone who can keep me on my toes, right? That's code word for I'm an alcoholic. Fun fact, I will beat you at any card game. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark. P.S. New to this online dating stuff. I love how they try to pretend they're not. Yes, you're so new to meeting random men on the internet. Okay, current goal. I'm reading her entire profile to you. I'm going to read the entire profile. Just so you know, I'm not leaving anything out. When I make fun of women and... when I do the thing about, I like a man who's honest and I like to travel. You guys think I'm making this up. Okay, here we go. Current goal, travel more, exclamation mark. I value honesty and hard work, neither of which this girl has ever experienced firsthand in her life. The last show I binged, you, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. There it is. We got it all. Fur babies, travel, honesty. All right. Hang on. Moving on. Oh, and by moving on, I mean literally, literally Hitler moving on. Got to go into the other room. I've only been up since 5 o'clock. It's, what, 8? I'm going to wake up any time now. God, it was nice having 3 days off. Let me tell you guys what. Fucking Christ. Oh. All right, what do I do with my notes? I know I have notes. They're somewhere. A lot of things are somewhere. Let me talk about this for a second. Remember I told you guys about I got the LASIK surgery, right? And I did the loan thing in order to avoid just dumping my savings account, blah, 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 blah. But I'm working on paying it off, blah, 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 so that I don't have to pay any interest, blah, 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 blah. So here's the thing. I'm looking at the bill, and I just send them $500 a month so that I can get this paid off in 8 months. And I have to pay it off by, what is that, 06/11/2021 in order to not pay the interest, which I think I can handle that at $500 a month. But I just find this quite interesting. The interest charged, so I've only had this loan now for 2 months. So 2 months worth of interest is $153. Oh, no. Total price. That's not. No. 2 months worth of interest so far on a $4,000 is $229. Now, the interest charged this period is $76. And my minimum payment is $76. And I'm looking at this, and this is kind of brilliant on their part. And this is why I say that stupid people have money so that smart people can take it away from them. The minimum payment is the interest for this month. So there are people out there who are probably paying the minimum payment thinking that they're paying down their loan, when in fact, all they're doing is paying interest on it. They're not paying down any of the principal whatsoever. I'm waiting for the shooter. Like, if there's some little fine print that I didn't read or didn't notice, that I'm somehow going to get fucked on this. Because these sort of things happen. But I'm just like, damn. $76 of interest in 1 month. And I can remember back when I was stupid and I didn't understand how credit cards and compound interest and shit worked. I used to have a lot of debt. I fixed it in various ways. Some of it I paid off, some of it I didn't. I've talked about that ad nauseum in the past. We don't need to talk about it anymore. I will just say this. You don't actually have to pay your credit cards, and I'm not joking. There could be a lot of pain and suffering, and you have to do some work, but you can avoid paying for your credit cards. I know, because I did it. Not necessarily proud of it, not necessarily ashamed of it either. But there's ways around it. There is still a fascinatingly large amount of empty retail space here in Fort Collins. Down in the downtown area and over near the college, the place that used to be Old Chicago's is still empty. The place that used to be, what the fuck was it? Not Mainline. Or was it Mainline? Some other big restaurant. That thing is empty. The Jimmy John's place is still empty. There's two former pizza places that are empty. There's an ice cream place that are empty. And I bring this up for two reasons. Reason number one, not that you really care about it because you're not in Fort Collins, but I've been waiting, because in Old Town Fort Collins in the downtown area, the rent is so astronomically expensive. I mean, it's just astronomically expensive. Rent for everything here in Fort Collins. I mean, apartment rents are fucking ridiculous. And they just keep building more. And the shit is still overpriced. And I keep waiting to see, is the bottom ever going to drop out? Is the bubble ever going to burst? Is this ever going to collapse? In the fact that all of these retail spaces in Old Town, downtown area, have been empty for so long, it makes me wonder, are we starting to get there? Some of these spaces actually aren't that big, but the big ones, I mean, knowing how much money they probably want for those, who the fuck can afford that? So I'm just like hoping like hell the market will crash, if that's the right phrase for it. Adjust, whatever. I'm hoping like hell that the people who try to rent out commercial property in the downtown area finally hit this point where they're asking so much money that absolutely no one is willing to pay that amount of money for that space. And then, and what happens then? Do they just let it sit there and be vacant and not make money on it? See, I don't know, because what does it cost them? If you own it outright, you still got to pay taxes on it. And because the property is valued so high, now I'm assuming the taxes are equally high. I mean, I don't really know how that works. Taxes on retail property. Because not owning a home, I don't really understand how that works either, but your property taxes are based on the appraised value of your home, right? So then if you own retail property or commercial property, but I think it's the right word, like you own the space that used to be Old Chicago Restaurant, okay, you have to pay taxes on that, because otherwise how would we get flat places on the ground, right? Because nobody could possibly make a flat place on the ground unless there was a government. Governments have to have taxes. Otherwise, I mean, who would pay the teachers? Teachers! So you've got your empty space that was formerly Old Chicago's restaurant. And you have to pay taxes on it. So are the taxes based on what you would charge for someone to rent that space from you? So then where the fuck do you get that money if no one's renting the space? The other thing about all these empty spaces is that both of the pizza joints were closed down because they didn't pay their sales taxes, because they put the little sign on the door that says this business closed down, didn't pay this much in sales tax. It's like $3,000 or some shit for one of them in sales taxes that they didn't pay. God damn. Guys, there's nobody out there who's more against paying taxes than I am, but take the taxes for what they are. It's paying the government to leave you the fuck alone. We just pay your fucking taxes. Okay, we live in a state of society. It's not going to go away. Yes, taxation is theft. No, taxation isn't 65% good or whatever nonsense, because well, the taxes do some good things. It doesn't work like that. Taxation is theft. It is wrong. But nonetheless, just give the fucking government the money so that they will leave you the fuck alone and not shut your business down. I mean, how hard can this be? Speaking of things that are hard, my cock. No, just kidding. Speaking of things that are hard, taking women seriously in the workplace or anywhere else for that matter. Let's rewind. Let's beat the dead horse a little bit more. Previous episode, I told you about, what did I call him? James? I think it was James. James Boinked Wendy, blue suit guy, you know, blah, blah, blah. That whole story. Here's something I forgot to tell you about when I told the story. So Dallas said unto me that, oh, if I was blue suit guy, sky blue suit guy, if I was sky blue suit guy, I would punch James. And I'm thinking to myself, and you say, great one, why don't you say anything? You know, here's why I don't say anything. Part of why, there's a couple of reasons I don't say anything when people say stupid things to me. Because number one, in order to say something to somebody, to push back against the stupidity coming out of their mouth or whatever it is, I would have to give a shit about their opinions, at least to some extent. And since most people, I just don't really care. You know, as long as Dallas signs the fucking paycheck, I'm not going to sit here and try to have ethical debates with him or anything like that. I mean, he's beta as fuck, and he can't be fixed. And I'm picking my battles, like I'm picking my nose, right? So that's the first reason I don't say anything. Second reason I don't say anything is I like to see what people say when they're just left to their own devices. What is it that you feel okay just mouthing off about in the presence of other people? So Dallas says, well, if I was sky blue suit guy, I would punch James in the face. And I'm thinking, well, that's interesting. So James and Wendy fucked each other, and you're telling me that Wendy's fiance, sky blue suit guy, should punch James in the face. Well, should he punch Wendy in the face? Like, why is it? Notice how it's perfectly okay to do violence to a man, right? James and Wendy fuck. So sky blue suit guy, the fiance, should be able to physically assault James for fucking his fiance. But notice how there's not a single hint of how he should, which he should punch Wendy. Because, well, violence against women, you just can't do that. But violence against men, totally acceptable. Encouraged, in fact. And this is equality, right? Actually, this is the matriarchy in which we live. And what, in fact, sky blue suit guy should be doing is thanking James for showing sky blue suit guy what sort of woman he's engaged to so that he can call off the marriage. So next time some woman starts telling you about how oppressed she is, just think about this, that we live in a society where a man actually says that a man, another man, should be punched in the face for having sex with a woman, but the woman should, of course, there's no hint of any repercussions for her. Through the whole thing, she's treated like a victim. And this is because, for all intents and practices, she is a victim because women don't have agency. Right? It's their body, their choice, except when they have sex with somebody they're not supposed to have sex with. And suddenly, they had no choice whatsoever. They're just blowing on the wind. They can't control what happens to them. It's hashtag me too. You know, men are scumbags. Men should be punched. But oh, women, they're so pure, so precious, so virginal. They like to travel, and they love their dogs, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. And of course, they value honesty.